Donald Barthelme's story, Game, is performed by David Strathairn.
Shotwell keeps the jacks and the rubber ball in his attaché case and will not allow me to play with them. He plays with them alone, sitting on the floor near the console, hour after hour, chanting onesies, twosies, threesies, foursies. In a precise, well-modulated voice, not so loud as to be annoying, not so soft as to allow me to forget. I point out to Shotwell that two can derive more enjoyment from playing jacks than one, but he is not interested. I have asked repeatedly to be allowed to play by myself, but he simply shakes his head. Why? I ask. They're mine, he says. And when he has finished, when he has sated himself, back they go into the attaché case. It is unfair, but there is nothing I can do about it. I am aching to get my hands on them. Shotwell and I watch the console. Shotwell and I live under the ground and watch the console. If certain events take place upon the console, we are to insert our keys in the appropriate locks and turn our keys. Shotwell has a key, and I have a key. If we turn our keys simultaneously, the bird flies. Certain switches are activated, and the bird flies. But the bird never flies. In 133 days, the bird has not flown. Meanwhile, Shotwell and I watch each other. We each wear a 45, and if Shotwell behaves strangely, I am supposed to shoot him. If I behave strangely, Shotwell is supposed to shoot me. We watch the console and think about shooting each other and think about the bird. Shotwell's behavior with the jacks is strange. Is it strange? I do not know. Perhaps he is merely a selfish bastard. Perhaps his character is flawed. Perhaps his childhood was twisted. I do not know. Each of us wears a 45, and each of us is supposed to shoot the other if the other is behaving strangely. How strangely is strangely? I do not know. In addition to the 45, I have a 38, which Shotwell does not know about, concealed in my attaché case. And Shotwell has a 25 caliber Beretta, which I do not know about, strapped to his right calf. Sometimes, instead of watching the console, I pointedly watch Shotwell's 45, but this is simply a ruse, simply a maneuver. In reality, I am watching his hand when it dangles in the vicinity of his right calf. If he decides I am behaving strangely, he will shoot me not with the 45, but with the Beretta. Similarly, Shotwell pretends to watch my 45, but he is really watching my hand resting idly atop my attaché case. My hand resting atop my attaché case. My hand resting idly atop my attaché case. In the beginning, I took care to behave normally. So did Shotwell. Our behavior was painfully normal. Norms of politeness, consideration, speech, and personal habits were scrupulously observed. But then it became apparent that an error had been made, that our relief was not going to arrive, owing to an oversight. Owing to an oversight, we have been here for 133 days. When it became clear that an error had been made, that we were not to be relieved, the norms were relaxed. Definitions of normality were redrawn in the agreement of January 1st, called by us the agreement. Uniform regulations were relaxed, and meal times are no longer rigorously scheduled. We eat when we are hungry and sleep when we are tired. Considerations of rank and precedence were temporarily put aside. a handsome concession on the part of Shotwell, who is a captain, whereas I am only a first lieutenant. One of us watches the console at all times, rather than two of us watching the console at all times, except when we are both on our feet. One of us watches the console at all times, and if the bird flies, then that one wakes the other, and we turn our keys in the locks simultaneously, and the bird flies. Our system involves a delay of perhaps 12 seconds, but I do not care because I am not well. And Shotwell does not care because he is not himself. After the agreement was signed, Shotwell produced the jacks and the rubber ball from his attaché case, and I began to write a series of descriptions of forms occurring in nature, such as a shell, a leaf, a stone, an animal, on the walls. Shotwell plays jacks, and I write descriptions of natural forms on the walls. Shotwell is enrolled in a USAFI course, which leads to a master's degree in business administration from the University of Wisconsin, although we are not in Wisconsin. We are in Utah, Montana, or Idaho. When we went down, it was in either Utah, Montana, or Idaho. I don't remember. We have been here for 133 days, owing to an oversight. The pale, green, reinforced concrete walls sweat, and the air conditioning zips on and off erratically, and Shotwell reads Introduction to Marketing by Lasseter and Monk, making notes with a blue ballpoint pen. Shotwell is not himself, but I do not know it. He presents a calm aspect and reads Introduction to Marketing and marks his exemplary notes with a blue ballpoint pen, meanwhile controlling the 38 in my attaché case with one-third of his attention. I am not well. We have been here 133 days, owing to an oversight. Although now we are not sure what is oversight, what is plan. Perhaps the plan is for us to stay here permanently, or if not permanently, at least for a year, for 365 days. Or if not for a year, for some number of days, known to them and not known to us, such as 200 days. It may be that they are pleased with us, with our behavior, not in every detail, but in some. Perhaps the whole thing is very successful. Perhaps the whole thing is an experiment, and the experiment is very successful. I do not know, but I suspect that the only way they can persuade sun-loving creatures into their pale green, sweating, reinforced concrete rooms under the ground is to say that the system is 12 hours on, 12 hours off, and then lock us below for some number of days known to them and not known to us. We eat well, although the frozen enchiladas are damp when defrosted, and the frozen devil's food cake is sour and untasty. We sleep uneasily and acrimoniously. I hear Shotwell shouting in his sleep, objecting, denouncing, cursing sometimes, weeping sometimes in his sleep. When Shotwell sleeps, I try to pick the lock on his attaché case so as to get at the jacks. Thus far, I have been unsuccessful. Nor has Shotwell been successful in picking the locks on my attaché case so as to get at the 38. I have seen the marks on the shiny surface. I laughed in the latrine, pale green walls sweating and the air conditioning whispering in the latrine. I write descriptions of natural forms on the walls, scratching them on the tile surface with a diamond. The diamond is a 2 1/2 carat solitaire I had in my attaché case when we went down. It was for Lucy. The south wall of the room containing the console is already covered. I have described a shell, a leaf, a stone, animals, a baseball bat. I am aware that the baseball bat is not a natural form. Yet I described it. The baseball bat, I said, is typically made of wood. It is typically 1 meter in length or a little longer, fat at one end, tapering to afford a comfortable grip at the other end. The end with the handhold typically offers a slight rim or lip at the nether extremity to prevent slippage. My description of the baseball bat ran to 4,500 words, all scratched with a diamond on the south wall. Does Shotwell read what I have written? I do not know. I am aware that Shotwell regards my writing behavior as strange, yet it is no stranger than his Jack's behavior. Or the day he appeared in black bathing trunks with a .25 caliber Beretta strapped to his right calf and stood over the console trying to span with his two arms outstretched the distance between the two locks. He could not do it. I had already tried. Standing over the console with my two arms outstretched, the distance is too great. I was moved to comment, but did not comment. Comment would have provoked counter-comment. Comment would have led God knows where. They had, in their infinite patience, in their infinite foresight, in their infinite wisdom, already imagined a man standing over the console with his two arms outstretched, trying to span with his two arms outstretched the distance between the locks. Shotwell is not himself. He has made certain overtures. The burden of his message is not clear. It has something to do with the keys, with the locks. Shotwell is a strange person. He appears to be less affected by our situation than I. He goes about his business stolidly, watching the console, studying Introduction to Marketing, bouncing his rubber ball on the floor in a steady, rhythmical, conscientious manner. He appears to be less affected by our situation than I am. He is stolid. He says nothing, but he has made certain overtures. Certain overtures have been made. I am not sure that I understand them. They have something to do with the keys and with the lock. Shotwell has something in mind. Stolidly, he shucks the shiny silver paper from the frozen enchiladas. Stolidly, he stuffs them into the electric oven, but he has something in mind.